The most important rule in any recording studio is to regard the microphones as live at all times. If you don't want something recorded, don't say it. Do not enter any studio without permission and invitation from the host or their technical team. Many studios have a red light at the door indicating that a recording is in progress. So then you'd wait for a green light to show that the recording has either stopped or is paused, and then you can confirm you're okay to enter. Enter the studio cautiously and don't say anything until you've established that the studio is not live. When in doubt, remember rule number one and regard the microphones as live. If at any stage during a recording you're uncomfortable with the situation or your speech, or if you're aware that there's a technical glitch such as a drop in your voice level, stop the recording. Some hosts may not notice your discomfort or the faults, so it's really useful for you to stay aware. Don't chase the microphone. Just sit comfortably and relax. The studio team will move the microphone to where you are. Remember, moving affects sound level, and we want you to sound your best, so work on staying a constant distance from the mic. After you've been talking for a while and have developed a bit of a rapport with your host, it's quite natural for the microphone to start feeling like an obstacle, and you may find that you want to start to talk around it, or in extreme cases, you might be tempted to push it out of the way. Please don't. Always stay close to the mic and talk through it to your host and other guests. Well, pops and click noises usually indicate your mouth is a little dry. This is common, especially for your first few times in the studio, but we'll provide you with a bottle of still water. And if you want more, just indicate this to your host. Please remove the lid from your water before you start, so you're not distracted by it later. And so you avoid making additional noise when opening during the interview. When you do need a sip, simply move away from the microphone and have a small sip. Do this quietly and as often as you need, but do it away from the mic so we don't record noises that might distract from the content of the show. It's really important to keep your water away from any and all of the electronic equipment, as a spill can disrupt your recording or even damage the hardware.